Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1516. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Mushadif Ben Rabar and Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Mashan Rafua Shalema Elisheva Bas Yehudis Rezel. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, of course, we're going through the halachas of what one is not allowed to say on Shabbos, one what is not allowed to say, one what is what one is actually what allowed to talk about, what not. We spoke about last share, certain times could be hinted, certain things to certain people. Okay, I just want to go through just a few quick examples. Well, as we go, we want to bring down examples. These things have to be, have examples really, to get a real good understanding as we go down the line. So just reading from the Sefer Lamedes Melachos on page 103, plain and simple, idle conversations, right? So he says discussions that do not comprise of any malacha intentions, right? We know, but we all understand by now, you can't say, if I'm not allowed to do it on Shabbos, I'm not allowed to say straight out, I'm going to do it Sunday, Monday, or the like. So therefore, discussions that do not comprise any malacha intentions, right, are permissible, would be allowed, if the conversation is enjoyable to the participants, and of course there's no Lashon Hara, we're not dealing with Lashon Hara right now at all, there's no Lashon Hara involved, we'll see some examples or other, objectionable themes are included or something like that, the Lashon Hara, Rechilas, different type of things, talking bad things, okay, we're not talking about all that, we're talking about simple, plain and simple schmoozing conversations. And a person likes it, right? A person, that's what they enjoy. That's sort of like, if you want to quote unquote, their Oynik Shabbos. So what are some more examples what one is allowed to say whereby they would not be allowed to say it, that they're going to do it, right? And we said to say something is not allowed. When something is not allowed on Shabbos, I can't say I'm going to do it during the week, Sunday, Monday, whatever. But even though something is not allowed to be done on Shabbos, I am allowed to say that it took place this past week, something along those lines, right? So just giving some examples, how he brings it down, very interesting. Number one is, he brings down, one is allowed to recount, for example, experiences that took place in the summer camp, right? They came back after camp in the summer, they're sitting at the Shabbos table, they're schmoozing with somebody, oh, I did this in camp, I did that in camp, very nice, beautiful things, even though they are things that are not allowed to be done on Shabbos, right? I played ball, I played this, whatever the case is. I played basketball outside and this, we went here, we went hiking, we went this, here and there, we went swimming, all beautiful, you're allowed to say it. It's things that, again, Devarim Shel Mabekach, things that already took place, not a problem. Somebody wants to schmooze at the table, they enjoy it, they're talking about, for example, another thing he brings down, tell tales of journeys, adventures, 2 years ago I was, over here, we climbed the mountains, and whatever the case is, right, 5 years ago I was in this place, and oh, it was a beautiful place, and we went hiking, and this and that, so again, these are all things that are allowed to be said, these are the Devarim Shel Mabekach, stam schmoozing, and again, a case in time where it's enjoyable for a person, to the participants, listening, whatever, as long as there's no, bad things taking place, like Lashon Hara, Rechilas, these type of things, so this would be okay. One would also be, he brings down to describe a trip that were made to a foreign country, like we just said, right, I went to this country, that country, sometimes people go back to their home where they came from, they go traveling, they go visiting, and they want to retell some of the stories that took place over there while they were there. Again, even though these were items, things, actions that are not allowed to be done on Shabbos, just retelling them, that would be okay. Just again, describing a trip that one made to a foreign country. Now to say, well, Tuesday we'll be flying to this and this country, that you can't say, right? That you can't do. Or Tuesday we're going to be going on an adventurous journey and climbing mountains and saying actual things that you'll be doing that are not allowed to be done on Shabbos, again, cannot be done. So a person has to be careful how they say it and what they say. And if it's something that somehow, some way could be done on Shabbos itself, even though it's not in the spirit of Shabbos, so then you would be allowed to say it, even though it's going to be done during the week. So he goes further, just explaining, even revealing what something cost, right, or where or how it was bought is allowed. We spoke about that, right? I want to say, what is that thing over there? It cost me $50. So that's okay. So just revealing what something cost, right? It's just mentioning a cost. Even if somebody has a car, oh, that's a nice car you have. Oh, yeah, it cost me $20,000. I don't know. I'm just giving you a number, right? Even revealing what something cost or where and how it was bought, right? Oh, you know what? I saved up money over the last 10 years to be able to buy this and this thing. Okay, very nice. Or where and how it was bought. I picked this up in this and this store. You're not, again, you're not saying, you're just saying things that took place. That's how he explains it. Even revealing what something cost or where and how it was bought is allowed, right? Provided, oh, this is the punchline over here, provided that the discussion is enjoyable to the group and does not include any plans for doing a malach or other Shabbos restrictions after Shabbos. Now, if the person says, oh, you know what? That's such a beautiful vase you have over there. That's such a beautiful plant. Where did you buy it? I'd like to buy that on Monday. I would like to go Monday to the store and buy it. And so the person says, well, I bought it on 38th Street and this store. That's a problem. Then you can't say it. Right, the person's showing that he wants to go buy this thing, and you tell him the information. That's all part of the preparations for doing something that's not allowed to be done, that cannot be done. So that's an important thing. So if it's just again, back to the same thing. If it's just schmoozing, you know, oh, I bought this thing. Even how much you paid, I paid $500, whatever the case is. Oh, I bought it in that store. Oh, very nice. And just as they say in English, life goes on, that's fine. But provided that if the discussion, even though being enjoyable, and right, it's enjoyable to the group, we're talking about where it's people are interested, you know, and having hanah from this type of discussions, right? But again, if there are any plans for actually going to the store and buying it, and the people are interested, I want to do it myself, I want to buy, I want to get that already, then you're running into a problem. So that will be a problem. Provided that discussions are enjoyable to the group, number one, and this does not include any plans for doing a malacha or other Shabbos restrictions after Shabbos. So that is an important thing to keep in mind. We'll try and go through some of those examples upcoming shiurim, which apply a lot. A lot of times somebody's at a house, and even if they're just schmoozing by the table, okay, fine. Again, even though we're going to say it's not in the spirit of Shabbos, but it's an enjoyable thing, very nice. How much did you pay? Where did you get? Whatever. But many times a person, mamish, has a mind, and they want to go, you know, this is something that's exactly what I'm looking for. Where did you buy it? How much? And let's talk about the nitty-gritty, that's running into a problem. But we'll try and get to some examples upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Aslocham bracha kol tuv.